This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your guest host, George Freund, the originator of that wild website, conspiracy-cafe.com, where we try to do our best to put out alternative news and views and other interesting factoids. And, of course, for this hour, we're going to have basically one of America's greatest patriots on the air, Stephanie Sledge from the Government Rag, one of the best written journals that I've ever come across, really, to take on the deep state and all the illusions. We live in a very, very popular spin factory. And if you've never seen Wag the Dog, that's a training film on how they do it. When you see how they edit the news and they're going to make, this scene that's going to, bring you to tears, to motivate you to do what's not good for you, like go to war or surrender your liberties, it's just created. And, the final touch was that they want the young girl victim who's being filmed on green screen to have a puppy. So that way that will induce you to be emotional, an emotional train wreck that's just going to willingly go off the tracks and give them all the power they need. And they're very, very good at this. And taking these things apart requires specialty. And one of my favorite books I came across was called Lights, Camera, War. And it's written by a Newsweek editor about how they do all these manipulations. And, of course, some people would call it conspiracy theory, that, that we would dare question Big Brother's ability to control our minds. But one of the most noted investigative journalists, as far as I'm concerned, who really takes the bull by the horns and twists it into the ground is Stephanie. And I just have to admire her work. And if you're not familiar with it, go to her website. It's connected here at the Power Hour. Read the Government Rag. Look over things she said. And then just look to over the years and how they've done so much to try to silence her or to take her words away from the general public by interfering with websites and the like. It's just beyond belief. But we are blessed and welcome aboard, Stephanie. We really appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you so much, George. That was an amazing introduction, and I appreciate being able to get to know you as well in this fight for liberty, and I'm very happy to be back on the Power Hour today, so thank you.
Indeed. When you send me things, they're so well-researched, so well-footnoted. These are all like Pulitzer Prize-winning articles, as far as I'm concerned, to reveal the truth and just shed light on incident after incident after incident where we've been hoodwinked and tricked, basically by using, like, the more they want to get you to cry, generally the more you could say on the BS meter that it goes higher to the top. And so that's probably using the wag the dog scenarios. If they can kill children or have a mass shooting, or they pick a typical victim of some sort or another and eulogize them, whether they exist or not, that's another thing that can come up sometimes, is they may even raise someone up who's already dead or never existed in the first place, or just miraculously returns to life thereafter. But if we look at some of the main stories that you've come up with in recent past on this, I guess, Sandy Hook would probably be at the top of the list. What were some of the, major anomalies that you found with their lies and what you determined to be a much more factual rendition of what happened?
Well, Sandy Hook for sure is definitely one of the biggest deceptions that we've seen here in America, especially in the last decade. And from the very beginning, I knew Sandy Hook was a lie. I had already previously investigated a shooting prior to that in Tucson, Arizona. And so it all fit together. It had a lot of the same layout as far as, type of lies, or like you said, bringing the victim status aboard and always presenting the public through the media with victims, and the stories weren't adding up. And so immediately I wrote a couple of articles that you can find on my bio on thegovernmentrag.com, and where I had released instantly, what I thought was fiction and fact at the time. And so over the years, you know, I've studied other people's research as well, like Dr. James Fetzer and his book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, and as well as a co-writer, Jack Mullen. He's also written a lot about Sandy Hook that you can find on his bio as well on thegovernmentrag.com. And just recently, I had written an article. It was called In Solidarity with Alex Jones. And I had released facts that the alleged killer, Adam Lanza's car, happens to be licensed to the Dane County Sheriff's Department in Wisconsin. And so there's quite a bit of facts that are coming together. I think people are researching it more in the general public, and I think people are starting to ask more questions as far as, you know, are we really being told the truth, or, you know, what's going on behind the scenes? You know, they want to take our guns away. They want to shut down freedom of speech. They want to punish those, especially those that are researching Sandy Hook.
Or any of the truth media, really. I know I was very fortunate when it came to Sandy Hook, just by fate or something. They were putting in a new high-speed internet in my house the day before, so everything was hooked up so that I could go from that wonderful old dial-up system we used to have, to high speed, and so the timing was just spectacular. And I was very, very lucky to find the police audio recordings from the event online, and I copied them, and I did a recording at home that, of course, was pulled ultimately, they said, for spamming, because this thing was just going, you know, exponential growth. Everybody was listening to it. And the beauty of it is this is their evidence. It's the best evidence. And what they said in these recordings is a lie. Or if it's the truth, then what they told us is a lie. But no matter how you slice the pie, there's no way out of it. There's a lie here. And when you play this, you can hear the word drill, that they're doing a drill. And that's very, very important. And you can hear the officer chasing a so-called subject behind the school, and he catches him, you know, or they're coming at each other. And you can just hear the fear in his voice. He's coming at me. He's coming at me. And, later there was a news helicopter that was sequestered away, and it came in and photographed the scene, so you could actually see the video of it. And then when you, you know, look at that as well as hearing what's being said, you can see that, you know, they're chasing a bunch of guys into the woods. And these guys turn out to be the tactical unit from a neighboring police department. And, my big question is, if you're looking at it from a military tactician point of view, is you're going the wrong way. The shooting's supposed to be at the school. What are you running away for? And they actually caught one of these guys, and he's sitting on a car handcuffed, and then all this stuff just disappears. That's another big thing with the false flag, the media manipulation. When a bit of truth is revealed, it just falls off the plate and disappears rather quickly. And that was, you know, one of the big ones. Other big ones are, of course, they are very big on predictive programming events. And in one of the Batman movies, there's a map. And the map is Sandy Hook. And there's little circles and squares on it that add up to all the victims by gender and age and position and all this sort of thing. It's very, very revealing. It was in Dark Knight Rises. So I have all the links for that on my website. And if you go to my show, Conspiracy Cafe, that's the home version. That's the most popular one. It's still very, very popular. Another big piece was that there was a special White House incentive. I call it the House on the old Gananda Street, where money was being funneled to a house across the street from the White House. And I remember when Joyce was alive, and there was a show on Sandy Hook. There was a real estate agent that called in and said he found out that all the mortgages were paid off in the town all at the same time. And he'd never seen anything like that, ever ever in history of anything. So, you know, we can see, of course, this doesn't get the juice that you're going to get on many other forums by, you know, not having control of the mass airwaves that Satan has to get this out there. But when you see these anomalies, you know right away that you've been fed a lie and what they're saying is not sincere. And because of that, you have to turn it off because it's junk. It's a virus getting put into your brain, and you can't allow the emotion of it to overwhelm you and take you away. And that's just one. What's one of the other big ones? What about Charlottesville? What did you learn and discern about Charlottesville?
Charlottesville, in my opinion, was definitely another false flag. Zach Mullen wrote a couple of really good articles that people should read on his bio about Charlottesville conspiracy and, you know, how that all played out. And he relates it to how America is being occupied by a foreign enemy and also how, you know, that conspiracy was all about anti-American, anti-white, the hate-promoting media and all of the discrimination against white people. And that was another event that, you know, was meant to boo down, you know, being white in this country, calling everybody white supremacists. You know, there again was another divide. You know, you either become part of the victim status group. It's just was another way to divide and to put an attack on freedom of speech. And I find that to be almost in every single event that has taken place, even the Las Vegas shooting and then the Florida shooting. You know, there seems to be an agenda behind it all immediately that is about dividing people in this country and politically dividing as well as dividing us, you know, as a country as a whole. And so, you know, the agenda behind most all of these that I can see almost in every single one is always the same. It's a continuation of elimination of our freedom of speech. I call it rewriting the Second Amendment. It's not as though they want to just take all the guns away or take all the weapons away or our right to defend ourselves. It's literally a rewriting of the Second Amendment, you know, so that they have even more control. And, of course, they put people out there, like, for instance, Gabrielle Giffords, who, you know, was allegedly shot in the Lofner event. And I think I hear the music.
Yes, indeed. We'll be taking a break, and we'll see you on the other side.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The originator of conspiracy-cafe.com, and a good place to go and look up some of the keywords we're talking about in my blog section so you can actually see before your eyes what I'm talking about. But I remember the Giffords thing, and I remember being a guest on Joyce's show about that. That was quite a phenomenal era back then, exposing these lies. And I came across some of the pictures that were being portrayed of this shooter, Jared Lee Loeffner, back in the day, and I came across pictures where he's got different eye color. One picture they say is him, long before when he's the geeky cute kid or something. He's got blue eyes, but the guy showing up, in the police lineup going to court has got brown eyes. And, so I called my blog, old blue eyes. I'm like, well, you don't need a whole lot of characteristics to say somebody isn't somebody, but you need a lot of them to say that somebody is somebody. And, this one just smacked me one. Another that was just, stuck out. For me too is when you look at a lot of these individuals, they have some interesting traits, and one that I remember, and everybody probably does too, is you remember the police photo of Lee Oswald where he's in custody. He's got a mark over his right eye,
right.
And then he's got a lazy left eye. Sirhan's got the two, right? He's got a mark over the eye, and he's got a lazy eye in exactly the same place. On his, it actually looks like there's a microchip under his skin as opposed to just an abrasion. But Loeffner had the same thing. He's got a mark on his head, a little higher than Lee's, but a mark on that side, and the eye on the other side is lazy, and noticeably so. And, you know, that just struck me right away to say, you know, what are these guys? And then I found, a great article, History of Subcutaneous Microchip, the work of a Dr. Saunders, Carl W. Saunders, electronics engineer, inventor, who worked with many governmental organizations like IBM, General Electric, Honeywell, Teledyne for 32 years. In biomedical field of focusing microchips. In 1968, which is just in time for, Sirhan, and it was probably well in place even before for Oswald, if that's the case, he found out that you could put a chip in a certain place on the forehead where temperature could control it and power it, and that the frequency changes in this chip can alter a person's behavior, and broadcast a signal stimulating different parts of the brain. It was possible to raise the adrenaline rate, which caused a change in behavior. And, this is way back when that these, basically you're almost making like a human cyborg by putting a bit of computer works inside the human body. Charlottesville, is another one that, I didn't believe right from the get-go. It just looked like, the Chinese acrobats getting flowing over the car and all this sort of thing. You just look at it right away, and it's like bad comedy or something that this was a car accident. I've seen lots of car accidents, and you don't right. exactly go like that. And then the boot stuck in the front or something like that. It was a joke. But what really got me, and I had to get this from Germany, it had to be smuggled in, almost, because somebody, a blogger in Europe, who is probably one of the most popular bloggers, had the aerial photographs, video photographs of the scene. And there's nobody there, hardly, at all. There's just like a crowd, on the four corners of the intersection, maybe 60, 80 people. The streets in all four directions from there are closed off and blocked by the police, and there's a fire truck already there just outside right. around the corner that you couldn't see.
And some buses that brought people to the scene.
Yeah, that's the other big point. Witness in a restaurant saw all of them coming on buses, and they're all together. And then they break up and do their street theater. It's recorded, and then it becomes cause célèbre in the media to do everything they can do to destroy the Republic and we the people. And I just found that absolutely amazing. And when I posted that on YouTube, it was gone. Like I did it before I went to bed. When I woke up in the morning, they pulled it. And you get the big flag. Ooh, you devil, you! That had violence in it. And I'm going, well, you couldn't see anything because there's a wall. You just see like a car kind of moving, sort of. But the big thing was you just see where all the people are and how they're laid out on the stage. And, it had like 4,000 views in the couple hours it was up. So I reposted it on another site, and it's still available on my website, so you can see what I'm talking about. But that just tells you that this isn't the real deal. And the other part of that was, at the beginning, there was a reporter from, she used to be with Rebel News, a Canadian news service. She happened to be there, and she's running for mayor of Toronto. And, what were you doing there? Like, what you're saying is you're doing your recording. She's Faith Goldie, actually, and, she's always complaining about how she can't get an audience in a debate, but I invited her to come and talk to me on the Power Hour and never heard back from her, so she does want to remain silent and plead the fifth when she can, and we'll get back on the rest of the Charlottesville charade, as I call it, on the return.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he told President Trump to give the Saudis a few more days to complete their investigation into what happened to the journalist in Turkey at the Saudi consulate. Jim Hansen is the president of Security Studies Group. He told Fox News that we do have to wait until we know all the facts.
If it turns out that this was a Saudi action, then there's a price that needs to be paid. We don't have any facts yet. Keep in mind right now, every fact that people are claiming to know in this case came from Turkish security services, all right, the state police of Turkey, who can't be trusted. They've got 160 journalists in prison right now themselves.
President Trump threatened to close down the southern border if Mexico does not stop a caravan of migrants from reaching the United States. The president also said that if the immigrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador make it into the United States, that we would cut off aid to those countries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And the cavalry is back at the Power Hour. Stephanie Fletch, our guest, and George Freund, our guest host. We're back in the saddle with our posse. And, you know, Charlottesville, if I may continue from where I left off, you know, I just look at it as this reporter who was there seemed to give a cue almost just before the accident happened, and that just made me highly suspicious that you're part of it. And the fact that all your filming's ground level and it just makes it look like there's big crowds in the street, you know, is totally contradictory to what the reality is of the aerial photographs. So I think we can pretty much say shill, if not CIA shill, that something's going on. Predictive programming. I never watched TV, so I didn't know about this until later, but there's a show called Mr. Mercedes, premiered 3 days before the Charlottesville attack, and alleged attack or stage theater, and a clown, guy dressed as a clown, drives into a crowd of people. And there was a guy there in a clown suit, you know, like just almost like showing you. And then, you know, part of it is this is, you know, like modern TV where everything's done on computers. You can make almost anything on computers. And that's a big part of the scene. And it's a Stephen King story, by the way. And Stephen King meets, you know, Comrade Obama at the time to shake his hand and just, you know, relegate how great, you know, this is. Was this like a front? Even, you know, for this, where it's like a training session in the moon landing, Stanley Kubrick was supposed to be the, you know, the film agent to fake the moon landings. And there's a great video called Kubrick's Odyssey that you just have to see that shows all this and how they filmed all this and made it look real. So this is the reality of life. And then there's a, you know, another great video out of the scene by a guy named Ford Fisher who was down there, and he filmed everything before it happened. And the cars were in place, you know, a long time before the alleged accident, you know, and he's got it all laid down in his video, and surprise, surprise, it's still up. So he calls it the Zapruder film of Charlottesville. So that's something well worth looking at. You had another report that I can see on my website is, you know, obliterated, I guess, because they took down your WordPress, I believe it was. It was called Exclusive 333 Disarray, One Foot in Heaven, One Foot in Hell, the Boston Bombing and Deception and the New America. Can you elaborate a little bit on this great story that you had?
Yeah, the Boston Bombing I followed very closely from the very beginning. And I just want to back up real quick and just let you know that, you know, you did a lot of research that inspired me to look at a lot of these false flags in a different angle, especially when it comes to, you know, like shootings and stuff. And I had actually published in my book titled Apple Zebra 11, The Lofner Cover-Up. I had actually published a section about how you expose some of these 9mm bullets at the time that they created that minimize, you know, like when they simulate in drills and such, how these bullets can be used. And so I just wanted to tell you that you did inspire me to look at injuries a different way, considering that there is, you know, bullets out there. The 9mm, I think, red marking is what it was.
And yes. So you've helped my Alzheimer's, the simmunitions.
Yeah, and you wrote an article called Giffords Author Killed in Crash, and I thought that was very inspiring, so I included that section in my book. And I also wanted to back up a little bit. You were talking about as far as, you know, Jerry Lee Loffler and how he had a one eye. I mean, it looked like it could have been microchipped or whatever. And one of the things that I found interesting about that, following the death, Giffords, author who was killed in a crash, just 2 weeks before that, I had found out that Jerry Lee Loffler was seeing a doctor by the name of Dr. Thomas Britton, and he had a top DOD clearance, and he happened to have a sudden heart attack just prior to Giffords, author being killed in a car wreck. So, you know, that whole stage event was, you know, all about underreporting mental illness, that Jerry Lee Loffler never got enough mental help, when in fact they had, you know, lied, when in fact he actually was seeing a doctor who had a top DOD clearance. So anyway, I just wanted to go back to that. As far as the Boston bombing, yes, I did write an article. It's called 333 Disarray, One Foot in Heaven, One in Hell. And it was all about the Boston bombing. And there are so many unanswered questions still. And I think the thing that saddens me the most is that, you know, we do have a gentleman on death row for that. Clearly it was a fake, false flag. This is when I started to investigate how professional sports are actually involved in sponsoring a lot of these false flags. And I did write an article recently questioning, you know, are professional sports involved in these false flags? And I do go into great length again about the Boston bombing. And so, but, you know, there is a gentleman on death row, and it seems to be that, you know, these you know, whether they're real or you know, just actors, you know, regardless, it's like once they get, the news hauls them away to either prison or, you know, they're dead, you know, then that's it. The story's over. Nobody follows up on it. But we do have someone that is on death row for that when there is actually plenty of evidence to prove that the Boston bombing was fake.
Oh, big time. The, you know, the photographs of the agents in the street with the backpacks who are probably really planting, you know, the bomb are a dead giveaway. I think they belong to a private contractor company, as memory serves me, that's connected to Israel for some strange reason. But, you know, this is par for the course. In the Toronto bombing attempt that they tried to do, I got a tip, and I was actually following the police and the military while they were laying explosives in downtown Toronto, the real explosives. Well, Larry Curley and Mohammed were being set up to be the patsies in the street, and something akin to the Oklahoma City bombing, which I studied very, very vociferously in the day as part of my waking up process. So, you know, you put bombs in the building, and then you have somebody in the street with ANFO. The ANFO goes, and then they set off the main charges in the building, brings it down to people who know absolutely nothing about explosives. They attach what you saw, the little charade in the street, being the means that brought down the buildings. But air doesn't transfer explosive force very well at all. Really, by the time the explosive force gets to a building from the air, it's pretty much like a, you know, like a light tap, with a fist or something on your shoulder, as opposed to a concussion blast that's going to cut reinforced steel columns or anything like that. So, you know, that was a big wake-up call for me in knowing the material. It's also called the Skorzeny method. If you're into commandos or something, that was Hitler's top commando. You wanted to have two blasts when you do demolition. One to shake the building up and put a lot of particulate matter in the air, and then to have the main charges go off. And the particulate matter sends the explosive force through the building much more effectively than just the air. So, you know, it's also used for good effect in the demolition. But these, patsies in Toronto, they didn't have anything to do with them after I blew their cover. I went on late night radio and blew the cover of this operation where they were hauling explosives from a derelict ship in downtown Toronto from the docks and going downtown. So, you know, I'm blacked out, crawling through the dirt, because if anybody got seen anywhere around there, they just shook you down and, you know, God only knows what might happen to you. You might join the disappeared. So I had to be very, very careful. And then, of course, with Joyce, I got to do a full report on what they were doing. And then everything went dormant for 30 days, and then they arrest these patsies and say that they were going to blow this up. And it turns out their ringleader is now the spokesman for RCIA CSIS for some strange reason, and ends up, you know, the media darling on all the as the expert for all terrorism or anything like that. And, you know, he was at the time the ringleader of the terrorists. So, you know, that went down the memory hole. But, you know, I just never forgot his name. So anytime I saw him on TV, I go, yeah, that's the guy. So they set these guys up very, very easily, and it's easy to be wrongly convicted. So many people have been wrongly convicted, but you're tried in the media, and this is something I argue with people all the time, is, you know, the newspaper headlines are going to be there, case closed in the morning. It's all settled. There's no need for a trial. You know, a lynch mob might have more deliberation, and it's over. So we got, well, I thought we agreed on, you know, certain things in our free countries, that, you know, you had due process of law and that you're innocent until proven guilty. What you see in the newspaper is basically double hearsay evidence, which isn't admissible in any court of law, and no defense has ever been raised in any way, shape, or form. It's just, he's guilty. Everybody knows it. We'll have a quick formality of a trial, and
exactly.
Then we hang you.
And then we have the shady... We have a lot of shady attorneys involved as well, a lot of them connected to the CIA. And, you know, I also wrote a report following the Sandy Hook shooting. It was called The Motive at Newtown. And what I revealed in that was I actually put a map together, and this was just a month or so after the shooting. And I had put a map together, and it was on the commission of... medical legal investigations, and with Dr. Wayne Carver, who was the medical examiner. And I laid out exactly who who was all involved, all the way down to, you know, the funeral home owners and their connections with AmeriCare and their connections as well, that goes really, really deep into a lot of corruption. And
let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you.
He was involved with, some of these Kazakhstan, BTA banks, missing money, $6 billion. He's connected to USAID, which is generally a front for the CIA. And that opened the door to the fact that he might have been, some kind of provocative agent of one sort or another. And then, he slowly fell into the background as his background was exposed. And, another tragic thing happened that I'd forgotten about, too, is an MIT policeman was shot and killed in a 7-Eleven holdup. His name was Sean Collier, and he was a volunteer at a boxing gym where Tamerlan Tsarnaev trained at. And he would have known him, of course, and my mind just quickly goes to the fact as that they took him out because he could tell the difference between the real and the not so real, and that maybe we were dealing with some type of government intelligence operation, and that he was just taken out with extreme prejudice, as frequently happens. As I recall, one of the policemen at the Oklahoma City bombing had all the hot goods, and he disappeared for a while, and then they found his body with no goods about what really happened there as well. Unfortunately, they just didn't have a forum where they could come to and tell the whole world about what's really going on, the power hour, and get these things out to people. That's the power of the media, is to be able to get these things out. People pay for this other media. Why, I have no idea, because it's all a pack of lies, primarily, until they get caught, and generally starve the alternative media almost to the point of death. But we deliver the real goods, and you've been delivering the real goods for a long time, and I know there's contribution, parts to your page as well. And, of course, Power Hour Nation has contribution parts as well, and that's something that, people, must get with the program for. Not only buy products from Power Hour, you can save 10% on orders over $100 or more, get gift certificates available at Power Hour Mall, and call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Sun air purifiers are back, and Mother Earth minerals are now back in stock. So that helps put a little bit of grease on the wheels to keep the operation going and overpower evil, overpower this darkness, and force it back under the rock from whence it came and never let it see light again. And that can only happen with a truth forum and the people who are prepared to work just incessantly to do this. It's not like, I get paid for any of the work I've done over many, many long years. I'm just doing it because I get God's blessing. That's what I get. And you get God's blessing because we uncover the truth. So when I did shows at that channel, I was paying for that on my own with a few, gracious gifts here and there, just to make sure that, we were putting the enemy up against the wall and shaking him down the way he should be shaken down. And hopefully one day that'll be for real when the Power Hour posse gets on their tails. And, without someone like you, Stephanie, who does, I think just amazing research that is just so well backed up, that these shills can get paid to do what they do, and probably enormous sums, to lie and mislead people. Well, you work so hard to uncover the truth and then have your work obliterated, really, because when they pull a page, I reposted some of it and I used your pictures. I should have put them in my own picture file so that they'd stay, because the pictures are gone, but the words are still there.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of work to put them back.
It is. And luckily, with all the support, the government reg was hit by censorship. Our blog was taken down, but luckily we have our blog back up now. It is at blog.thegovernmentreg.com, and we were able to import in all those years of articles. Although, like you said, the images are, we're still working on the images there, but we did get hit. The censorship on with alternative media, or the real media, I guess, is what I call it now, they really hit us hard. We were, PayPal had taken us down. We were on an advertising platform that completely took us down after Jack Mullen had published his last 9/11 article on 9/11. And so we've been working really hard. I would like to also give a plug real quick. The government reg has brought back our military movement intel newsletter. And, one of the most important things in this world is to understand how, our real-life military movement, all the exercises and drills that take place, and also how the deep state is completely tied with all this medical agenda, which involves the global banksters and government agencies, nonprofits, how deeply involved our medical establishment is, lobby groups, other companies, and how they've infiltrated. And, so I encourage people to go to thegovernmentrag.com and sign up for our new military movement intel newsletter, and you will get lots of deep insider information. And so, we're like you. I know that you're from Canada, and I enjoy listening to you, and I enjoy publishing your articles as well. And I guess we just got to stick together, and, you know, as they keep trying to, take us down, you know, we just have to keep moving forward because, you know, this is really, the whole world is on the edge right now. And, of course, it seems like they want us to go into a world war, and you know, but first they have to make sure that everybody's divided within the countries, and so that's how I feel about that. I encourage everybody to keep digging and researching into these false flags, how they're tied to our deeper military agenda. And, you know, who the traitors and actors are and the people that are put in front of us, and the people that actually believe that, you know, are completely mind controlled. But yet those people do have a deep impact on the way they persuade other people or collect them into mind control.
Well, one of the really sad stories here in the Power Hour News was Veterans News, where Facebook deletes disabled veterans' web pages. And I think I remember this chap, the guy who lost both legs and an arm, a long time ago, Brian Colfage. And, they took down his page because, you know, he's telling the truth, primarily. And, just how could you do that? It's just evil. But anyway, that's your other time. We have to do it, right? Thanks for the Power Hour.
I enjoyed it.
See you next time.
Yes, I enjoyed it. Thank you very much for having me on. I'll talk to you soon.
Stephanie.
Thank you to the Power Hour.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.